The Republican National Convention begins in earnest today after many of yesterday's activities were canceled. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson has been following the Ohio delegation and joins me this morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, you know, some may not realize that each state delegation gets its own hotel to set up shop in the host city. And you've been covering these for an awful long time. Can you tell us how this year Ohio's delegation hotel, how it compares to previous years and what it's all like?
Well, this is a lot different than it has been in the past. They're at a place called Mainsail Suites and Resorts, which is very near the airport in Tampa and probably about 10 miles from where the convention itself will be. And it's spread out among 11 different buildings. So there's, you know, people are spread out all over the place. And they're having their delegation breakfast in their meetings in the conference center. And some people have to get little shuttle golf carts to even get there.
So logistically, then, has this been difficult for the delegation sort of to have a good cohesive feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot different than it normally is where you're in a single hotel and you just, you know, go up and down the elevator to a ballroom and back to your room. I mean, these people have to, you know, we're spread out over quite a big area.
And the delegation itself is somewhat smaller this year, is that right?
Well, the delegation is smaller. There's 66 delegates, there's 63 alternates. There are actually about 500 Ohio people here, and a lot of them are guests. A lot of them are what they call honorary delegates. A lot of them are corporate sponsor types. And, of course, then there's the media. Now, Ohio had to have fewer delegates this year because the Republican National Committee set up rules saying that if your state pushes their primary early, they'll be penalized in the size of the delegation. And Ohio did that. They moved from June to March. So it's a smaller delegation than generally the Ohio Republican Party sends to these things.
So does that make them less powerful, less meaningful at all to the RNC?
Well, I don't think in the long run it doesn't make that much difference just because, you know, Mitt Romney has got the nomination and, you know the vote itself doesn't really matter that much. What matters really is, you know, if they come out of here fired up and ready to go to work for this ticket.
So who are they going to hear from today? A lot of speakers yesterday, Newt Gingrich, one of Mitt Romney's sons and others. What about today?
Well, at the delegation breakfast this morning, Rick Santorum is going to speak, which is interesting because he, you know, was obviously a candidate for the nomination himself. He did very well in Ohio, actually. He won 6 of the 16 congressional districts in the primary. His problem was that he didn't have complete slates of delegates in 3 congressional districts, so, you know, that pretty much killed any chance of him winning Ohio during the primary. But, you know, he obviously has a following in Ohio.
And the convention will get started tonight. In just a few seconds that we have left, what role will the Ohio delegation play in tonight's activities on the convention floor?
Well, tonight, probably not very much. I mean, you know, they're just, you know, they'll be there. They'll be listening to the speeches. They'll be milling around. They'll actually be meeting a whole lot of other people from other states.
And you will be following all of that today. You've been writing about it for our website and for your Inside Pitch blog, and we hope people follow that as well. Thanks so much, Howard. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you, Marianne.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. Follow his updates on the new WVXU.org.